With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cricket is booming across Cayman schools with record participation, new girls' divisions, and the strongest youth pathway the islands have ever seen. Technical director David Bernard Jr. says the growth is reshaping the future of the sport.
Inter-primary and high school cricket competitions have grown tremendously over the past 4 years. This year, both competitions have featured more teams than ever before, with separate boys and girls leagues in both divisions.
That expansion marks a major milestone for Cayman cricket, which has been pushing to widen access and strengthen development from the grassroots up.
In the inter-primary competition, participation has increased to 16 girls teams and 17 boys teams, while the high school competition now includes 6 girls teams and 7 boys teams.
Those numbers represent the largest turnout in the history of both leagues, and they signal a rising appetite for cricket among young Caymanians, especially girls entering the sport in bigger numbers than ever.
We are exceedingly thankful to our sponsors, CUC, the title sponsor for the Inter-Primary Under-11 competition, and Cayman National Bank, the title sponsor for the High School Under-16 competition. Through their continued support, cricket has remained at the forefront of youth development, providing young players with opportunities to learn, grow, and excel in the sport.
Bernard says the backing from CUC and Cayman National Bank is helping Cayman cricket build a sustainable pathway, one that could soon see the islands fielding both male and female national youth teams in ICC Under-19 World Cup qualifiers.
The leagues across both the inter-primary and high school competitions have been highly competitive. We are seeing strong performances across all three disciplines of the game, batting, bowling and fielding. The increased level of competition has encouraged teams to become more tactical in their approach as they strive for victory. Most importantly, the participants have remained highly engaged and are clearly enjoying the game while learning and developing and having fun.
Round 3 of the Inter-Primary and Inter-Secondary Schools Cricket League bowls off next week, Friday, May 15th, with another full schedule of girls and boys games at venues across the island. As you've heard previously on Radio Cayman Sports, the 48th annual George Anderson Memorial Swim Meet made a splash on Cayman BRAC on the weekend, bringing together primary and high school swimmers for one of the BRAC's longest-running sporting traditions. Shavella Burke, Marketing and Promotions Manager for Cayman BRAC, says the meet is a true community event and a fierce one.
It is a meet that takes place between the primary school, so Creek and Swat Bay Primary School, and Weston Primary School, and then we have the houses from the high school, Hurricane, Trade Winds, and Northwester, all fighting for the points to be the top winners in their age categories.
At stake, bragging rights, champion titles, and some coveted hardware.
The primary school trophy is a perpetual trophy that is circulated, and the high school does get an individual trophy. There's also champion boy and champion girl for both the primary and the high school age groups, and they also have an outstanding swimmer overall for the event as well.
Burke says swimming isn't just a sport on the BRAC, it's a life skill.
Swimming is extremely important in Cayman BRAC. We're surrounded by water on all sides of Cayman BRAC, and it's a fundamental option that the kids really need to have to be able to just survive here. I mean, God forbid the worst happens in an event. They do have swimming classes through all of the schools, so it's very fundamental, very fun, something that is a healthy choice, a healthy lifestyle option for them to engage in.
She adds that every school incorporates swimming into its curriculum, making the meet a natural extension of what students learn year-round. And the talent pool is deep.
Yes, we do. We do have some good swimmers, and we have the Sister Island Swim Club as well. Anyone is open and welcome to enter to that. We do take our team from Cayman BRAC over to Grand Cayman to participate in various events, whether it is a swim meet, a sanctioned swim meet, or we also have SWISIMs that they participate in as well.
As for the big milestone coming up, the 50th edition of the meet, planning is still in the early stages.
I'm not quite certain yet. We will get those plans underway shortly. We've got 2 more years for that, but we'll think about that along the way.
In other local sports, Beacon Farms teed off its 2026 golf tournament at the North Sound Golf Club, packing the course with 27 teams and a full day of friendly rivalry, community spirit, and fundraising to support second chance opportunities for Caymanians in recovery. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the details.
This year's event swung into action with title sponsor Wheaton Precious Metals leading the charge. On the leaderboard, teetotalers topped the field. Beacon Farms claimed first runner-up, and Iron Shore rounded out the top three. Individual honors? Closest to the pin male was Mike McDonald. The female side was Carolyn Harding. She also picked up the win for longest drive. The male longest drive was Giles Hobday. And closest to the pin on hole 5 was Dale Klishuk, who earned the RF Bank and Trust prize of $1,000 of a brokerage account. Players wrapped up the day with a buffet dinner, raffle, and prize giving, celebrating not just golf, but the mission behind it. Planning is already underway for next year's edition, which will be taking place on April 23rd, 2027. Wheaton representatives said the company is proud to back an organization, quote, creating real, practical pathways for recovery and rebuilding lives, adding that the impact stretches far beyond the fairways. Strong support also came from silver sponsors, Cayman Cigar Company and Tower, Goodie Bags, Sponsor Remax. Bronze sponsors include RF Bank and Trust and Rotary Central, with the whole sponsors, RM Re, CG Brit K, and Maples Group. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And Mustang fans, it's meet day tomorrow at the Truman Barton Sports Complex, where the purple and gold are lacing up and are ready to fly. The Mustangs hit the track tomorrow evening, with the meet set to start at 6 o'clock and athletes reporting for warm-ups at 5 p.m. The squad has been putting in the work, and tomorrow they look to turn that training into big performances on the oval. Energy is already building around the complex, with athletes dialed in and supporters gearing up to cheer them on. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.